Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, here we go. It's a Tuesday. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, News Talk 830 WC. So lots of good stuff today. Let's run through the lineup. Ask Adam Anything at 1235. Colonel David Hunt, do we have a deal with Ukraine and Pete Hegseth? Once again, not qualified for the job and a bully. 135, Tom Hauser. I don't know. Maybe we'll have Tom and Ilhan Omar together.
Should it be nice?
Yeah. That'd be good. We did try to reach out to the congresswoman, who has joined us many times, but more often than not, as you know, the congressman will reach out to us and say, I want to come on. When we reach out to the congresswoman, not as much. To her credit, let me just add, factually, she'll come on the air.
Mm-hmm.
The four Republicans who are members of Congress, nope. Do they even return your emails?
Occasionally.
Yep.
That's the best I can say.
Let's also add, since we're talking Republicans, Tim Walz, since he was elected governor a second time, one time on the show. One time on the show. 205, the manager of the Minnesota Twins for two segments, Derek Shelton.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Let's talk to Derek, see what is, he's named his coaching staff.
They got him.
But since he was named, I wasn't here. And so we didn't get him. We didn't say, hey, now I'm back. Let's interview Derek Shelton. Let's wait for weeks to develop and see what happens. And then Jamie Yuccas. So if you think we're coasting into Thanksgiving,
This is a Chad Hartman Show snow alert. I repeat, this is a Chad Hartman Show snow alert. Please proceed to your basements immediately and remain there until further instructions are given. Do not drive. Do not go outside. Do not even look outside. This is a Chad Hartman Show snow alert. Thanksgiving has been canceled. Black Friday has been canceled. Small Business Saturday has been canceled. Cyber Monday has been canceled. The Vikings are out of town Sunday. Therefore, unfortunately, they are not canceled. This is a Chad Hartman Show snow alert. Do not even think about leaving your homes until April. Make sure you have plenty of water, canned and other non-perishable food items, board games, and alcohol. This is a Chad Hartman Show snow alert.
I wasn't... Hold on. I wasn't even aware of that.
Just pops up sometimes.
So, I mean, sometimes, you know, our show is connected with the International Weather Service.
Mm-hmm.
Who? I mean, anybody can be connected to the National Weather Service.
That's easy. You Child's know? Play.
Yeah, that's amateur. Mm-hmm. We're connected to the International Weather Service, so...
We get the European models.
We do. Head to the basement.
Right now.
Head to the basement. As that announcer said, very good announcer. Seemed like he might have been underwater a little bit, too. Maybe he's under the snow already?
Could be.
Do not look outside.
Don't even think about looking outside.
Do not even think about looking outside. Thanksgiving, canceled.
Done.
Right now, call your family members and say, good luck, I love you, and I hope I will see you again. Anything else?
That's about it. That's all you can do at this point.
Or try this message. I never cared for you. If the world is going to end because of this snowfall, I want you to know, outside of the fact you're relative, I really didn't want to spend a lot of time with you.
It's good to be honest. Honesty is the best policy,
this is
right?
The time, right? Mm-hmm. If it's all over. All the days are canceled. And the Vikings game, as the announcer pointed out, unfortunately, not canceled.
Too bad. Weather in Seattle is going to be fine.
What's the most annoying part of the first snow? That's the topic at hand after that dramatic announcement. Because now it's heading our way. It's heading our way. So we're overreacting to the death chamber. I mean, I heard Vanita dump Vanita. First of all, Vanita and Adam, I heard the crosstalk.
I did too.
Vanita's saying, I'm not canceling my plans.
She's got dinner and a show tonight.
She's got a show. Then Carter suggested, as you heard me needling him, he suggested never once in his life, and he's lived here like 97% of the time. And the other time he didn't live in Minnesota. He lived in Iowa and Wisconsin. He's never once, never a single time canceled plans due to weather.
He's had plans canceled on him.
Yeah.
But he's never been the one to make the call himself.
Zero chance of that.
I believe it.
No. Like, there's a tornado warning. There's torrential rain. There's 8 inches of snow. And he's still going to Buffalo Wild Wings to have a beer? Come on. Do you, at 651-461-9226, do you believe someone at the age of 50 who has lived in cold weather their entire time,
tough guy,
has never once canceled plans because of weather? Not possible. You're saying it's plausible?
I absolutely think it's plausible. He's a guy who probably doesn't make a whole lot of plans, too.
He is someone who does, as he said, he likes to go to the bar by himself. And he's more inclined to talk to a stranger than he would be if a coworker was at the same bar.
So if he's thinking of going to a bar, say at 7 o'clock some evening, he's got nothing going on.
Yeah.
And he sees the weather is looking garbage and he says, I'll just stay home.
That's canceling.
Does that
plan.
Count as canceling?
Yes, of course it is.
Then I'm sorry, it doesn't count.
Of course that's canceling plan.
I thought plans seem like they would include other people.
I mean,
they would include other people in the planning.
No. In fact, I want you to find a story. I just remembered I need to print. New York Post, a bar is not allowing solo drinkers in their bar, which is absurd. Okay, what is the most annoying part of the first snowfall? I want texts. I want calls. Are you in your basement already? Have you given up your phone so you normally would communicate with us, but you can't right now? I've got a couple right from the get-go, Dave. Where in the hell is the scraper? Where is the scraper? I know when do you really take the scraper out? May. Yeah.
Sometimes you wait till July.
It's sitting in the back of the car, back seat. You never sit in the back seat of your car, right? You're the driver.
I don't sit back there.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. And other people are annoyed by it. And finally, you know, you're right. May, June, you take the scraper and you put it somewhere in the garage.
Yeah, you hang it up somewhere, throw it under a bunch of stuff.
If you hang it up, you probably know. You have no idea where the scraper is.
I know where my scraper is.
You do know where your scraper is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've got a standard scraper spot.
You know I do.
You're very anal.
Excuse me?
I mean, I didn't say you're into that. I said you're – I mean, come on. If you – yes or no, are you a little fastidious if you know exactly where your scraper is right now?
There's a ton of nails pounded into the wall in the garage, and one of them, boom, scraper just hangs right on.
Okay, my closest friend on the planet, Jason Daniel Top, 3 trips in a row to Brainerd in the 90s. He and his tremendous wife, Claire, my friend of forever, he's definitely overachieving. 3 straight trips, they had one set of keys for their house. Not two, not a backup, one set of keys. In 3 straight years, he had to drive back from Brainerd on a golf trip, drive back and come right back. I'm on my children's lives. Not once, not twice, but 3 times. So we are just crushing him. So I finally say, You guys are both brilliant attorneys, but you're not very good at organizing around the home. Go find an organizer. He goes, you're right. And they go out and they hire a home organizer. Now, where you look for a home organizer, I have no idea.
Like Marie Kondo kind of stuff.
Kind of there. Maybe it was her. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was here before she struck it big.
Do those keys bring you joy?
So a friend of ours, so now they're going to have a party. And they're going to show off the organization they have at, the party.
Look at our bins.
Again, may the world end right now, if any of this is an exaggeration. And as we get in, our friend Jim is ahead of us. And as soon as he sees us, he's bent over laughing. He's almost in pain. He is laughing so hard. And he's just like hand over the mouth, and he's pointing at the wall. And Kathleen and I walk in with, did we just have Hunter? I think we might have just had Hunter, and she's pregnant with Griff. And up on the wall is a nail and tape, just your standard like white tape in crayon that says, I'm not making this up again. May I have a heart attack right now on the radio? Put keys here. Put keys here.
Were the keys there?
Yes, they were.
Okay, that's good. It's
yes,
working.
They were. So then we got about 10 of us at the party. Claire and Jason have always been cat lovers. Okay. So there are two cats there, and one of the cats is having bathroom issues and is scooting across the hardwood floor.
Ah, the old drag in the butt deal?
The drag in the butt deal.
Mm-hmm.
My then wife swoops in like Superman. Rescuing Lois Lane as our son Hunter begins to crawl across the floor near where the cat is wiping its butt. I mean, I have Superman at his peak has never moved as quickly as Kathleen did. Swoops him up, looks at me, and says, we're out of here. And we were in the car 5 minutes later. But they had up on the wall put keys here. Is that the sort of setup you have in the garage?
Slightly different.
Slightly different?
No, we have a professional label maker where everything is labeled.
Okay, got it. Got it. By the way, these are two brilliant attorneys, by the way. Just tremendous attorneys. The first winter drive, come on. The first winter drive is just annoying.
It's fun.
Because we have the extremes, right? If we even get enough snow. Okay. And maybe we will get now the 3 to 6 inches. We'll get the morons who will do what, Dave? They won't scrape the top of their car. And so, and it's going to cool down, obviously, and be in the 20s. So, you know, if they have the snow still in the car, they park outside. They don't have, like you, the five-car heated garage, which I'm very jealous of that you have.
Yeah, it's nice.
They could use said scraper, not more with a brush in this case.
Yeah.
And take the snow off the car. They don't do that.
No.
They don't do that. They're too important. They can see out the windows. They're not worried when that snow block comes flying at your car. And we've all been there. A couple of years ago, I get the snow block coming to me for like 10 seconds. I'm literally praying to God that I don't get an accident as I'm trying to slow down because I got the wipers going so fast and I can't see.
Only thing worse is you get the snow and ice chunks coming off the top of a semi
there
or a box truck.
There's another one. Another one. I'm sorry. I'm sure it's no fun. Get up there and scrape.
Got to do it.
Here's another one. There's some snow and ice on the road. I'm still going to drive 85 miles per hour. Okay. Here's the other extreme. There's now snow and ice on the roads, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drive 15. if you're driving 15 on the highway, unless the blizzard is happening at that time, which potentially can, go home and get back in the basement.
Call a Waymo.
I'm pro Waymo non-snow. Here's another one that's very annoying about the first snowfall. The adults in your life who think they need to check in with you and make sure you're okay when it is snowed 2 inches outside. Now, it's great to have people love you, right? The more, the better. But 2 inches of snow, I'm okay.
We can manage.
We can manage. What else drives you nuts about the first winter snowfall, if it happens? Are you buying this right now that we will have in the main metropolis of the Twin Cities area 3 to 6 inches?
MSP Airport will measure 2.4 inches.
Sometimes you're right, and I'm with you. I think 2 inches, and it's going to be much ado about nothing.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Maybe, you know, North Metro, Forest Lake up there, Hugo. Maybe they'll get drilled. I don't know.
By the way, for the love of God, don't text me during the rest of the show if there's a drop of rain. For the love of God.
You know where you can send your snow totals to.
Right now, in fact. In fact, you can either send the final snow totals or your predictions where?
Adam.Carter at Odyssey.com. Also, he really appreciates before and after photos. So, you know, get out on the deck, the patio, take a photo now so we have that baseline, and then we can get one tomorrow, Wednesday morning, you know, when the snow finally wraps up.
Let's say something happens while you're driving, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's in the next month, whether it's in the next year, whether something happens at your cabin, your condo or house, maybe you roll like Dave with a couple boats, a jet ski, where you need insurance and you need a great insurance agent. I have someone for you, Amber Scholl. Yep, Amber, a part of this American Family Office for 15 years, running it great the last few years. She took over from my friend Lyndon, who was tremendous. I've been a part of this office for, next year's going to be 36 years, and I check. I look around and I feel better with this office than anywhere else when I check and say, hey, are they covering me at the right way? And am I paying as little as possible? Because I really don't want to pay more than I have to. Are you confident if you should get in an accident or maybe we get that those ice chunks and it caused some issues at your place? It's worth just a little bit of time. Again, this is with American Family. It's not somebody's basement. Powerhouse company like American Family. TeamScholl.com. Again, TeamScholl.com to track down Amber and her team, and it's SCHOLL.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We will review the bumper music theme when Adam joins in about 6-7 minutes. What bothers you most about the first snowstorm? Lots of texts coming in, 651-461-9226. And I'm going to stop saying storm, too. The first snow.
Snowfall?
Yeah,
snowfall. That work?
Yeah.
Exactly. Snow event.
Yeah, snow event. Snow occasion. Do we really need to hunker down with 3 to 6 inches of snow? We've become so soft, it's sickening. No, we don't. 36, if it's... Even if it's just max 6 inches, do we need to hunker down for that?
You know what you need to do? You need to know your abilities.
Yeah.
If you're going to go out in the snow, if you're going to chance the roads, bring that same swagger you would bring to the self-checkout line. Be confident. If you don't have the confidence, that's when you got to hunker.
I think also if you're not capable of the self-checkout line, you're not capable of six inches.
That's not even a question, of course.
The Chad Hartman Show has been canceled. Yay. I mean, we have feelings, right?
Worst things could happen.
Thanks for the laugh. That bit was hilarious. Dave is very, very, very talented. And that was my idea, but his execution, and the execution was 99.99% of the humor. Chad, worst part of the storm is 26 days late. Long live 1991.
That's outstanding.
Very good. The most annoying part of the first snow is the ignorant winter drivers. Of course, South St. Paul's a tough guy town. Not something an aristocrat like you would understand. Yes, yeah, Golden Valley, really filled with aristocrats. Nope, never cancel Thanksgiving plans. Diehard Minnesotans just took our time and drive slow. The most annoying part of the first snow is undoubtedly the first case of the wet sock. Dave, where do you stand on the wet sock?
I mean, nobody likes a wet sock.
No, no.
Got to come prepared with proper footwear.
I think that was Adam's nickname in college.
Wet sock or the proper footwear?
The wet sock. Western Minnesota dairy farmer, nothing is ever canceled due to weather. Now, that's the truth.
If you're a dairy farmer, you got to get up.
Bravo to those folks.
Yeah.
There's a difference between being a tough guy and having no social life. He likes to socialize. When I get in my truck, the most annoying thing becomes you people. I just moved and I know exactly where my scrapers are. I have 72 of them. Yes, how many scrapers has a typical 40-year-old Minnesotan bought at this point?
Mm-hmm.
15?
Yeah, roughly.
Right in there. The people that don't allow themselves enough time to get where they need to go. Yeah. That's fair. People going to the grocery store, I was like, we'll be shut in for a week with 3 inches of snow. Yes, people still shop for groceries. Correct. What would you like me to talk about right now before we get ready for Ask Adam Anything?
You know what you're going to need when you're shut in your house for the next 5 days?
Some water.
Great drinking water.
That's right. Started the day with the Connecticut drinking water system. Quentin, getting him ready for the day. Yes, some great water from Connecticut. This is from that fabulous company, AquariusHomeServices.com. You have something happen at your house, and when we get 2 inches of snow, 4 inches of snow, or even 8 inches of snow, and you go to AquariusHomeServices.com because your furnace stops working or something's happening with your water softener and you need it corrected quickly, they'll come out. Because it's not just that fabulous Connecticut drinking water system. Furnace, air conditioner, water softener for the shower, for the laundry, for the dishwasher. But think about this. You need fabulous water for Thanksgiving. So why not go with the best? The Connecticut drinking water system. And right now, if you go to Aquarius, you can save up to 25%, earning the right to be recommended. AquariusHomeServices.com. Among the texters for Ask, thank you for coming on board here as always. I hope Adam is calling in from Costco. I was there at 9. It was wild.
Oof.
So when are you headed?
I have to go right after this.
Okay. Which Costco?
Egan.
Egan. Okay. Is that a better parking lot? Have you ventured over to the St. Louis Park one?
I don't believe so.
It's the worst parking lot known to
I
planet
think just
Earth.
By nature, Costco parking lots are horrible.
What are you getting at Costco?
I have to get my dog's medicine.
Okay.
And
which one?
Marge,
what has she got?
She's just old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of an arthritis situation?
Yeah. A little bit of that.
Do you ever try it yourself?
The dog medication?
Yeah.
No. No.
Couple glasses of wine, yeah. You know?
I also have to get wine at Costco, too.
You've kind of come around to Costco and wine, right?
Oh, I've for a long time.
Yeah.
Great wine selection at Costco.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see when I get there.
Okay. Are you having a big gathering?
We're going to a gathering that's probably a dozen, maybe at
dozen.
The most. Yeah.
We were debating this yesterday. Average gathering, we're talking 7, 8? We could go 6, 7 just to fit in with the kids.
I think it's higher than that.
You think it's higher?
Yeah. I would say 10. I
think it's 10. Okay. You are required to eliminate one food from the traditional Thanksgiving meal. You have no choice.
Yeah.
And it can't be something obscure that Nana did when she was yelling at you on the garage, on the roof.
Like, do dinner rolls count?
Dave Harrigan, dinner rolls, do they count?
It's a weak choice.
Oh. But yes, like a green bean casserole?
That
counts.
That gets a little more gutsy.
That
gone.
Counts.
Good.
Because we were conferencing in others yesterday, and we've now added the green bean casserole, and I wanted to push stronger against it, but others on the phone were like, oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Chip Scoggin says it's his favorite thing.
Chip,
think
on.
About that.
Jeez.
I mean, we crushed it. I mean, honestly, if your favorite thing is the green bean casserole, are you telling us that you're being held hostage?
What about adding, like, if you could add one item, like a traditional maybe Thanksgiving?
How unique does it have to be?
It doesn't have to be that unique.
Brisket.
Yeah.
I love brisket.
Oh, sure.
My sister, Kathleen, both make great hams. My sister's making a ham tomorrow. Do you do a ham also, or
dull,
we do a boring bit of turkey?
Nope, a little bit of both.
Yeah. Dave, you take one thing out. What are you taking out?
Well, it would be the green bean casserole for sure.
Yeah. The turkey. The turkey.
No.
It's.
I would add mac and cheese, like a good mac and cheese.
Okay. We've added that. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
Because middle boy loves it.
Yeah.
And so I think we need to have, we've had kind of a spicy mac and cheese the last couple years. That's really good. Adam, Liquor Boy in St. Louis Park is the best place for wine in the state.
Really?
Check it out. Now, that's 10 minutes from here, and you would experience both. You would get the parking lot of Costco just to see tyranny happening, right? The end of civilization as we know it, and then just angle over to Liquor Boy.
Yeah.
You know?
Have you been there?
I have been to Liquor Boy. Yeah. It's very good. It's excellent. Adam, what is one instruction you remember from your driving instructor back when you were taking your driver's license?
Boy.
That's a good one.
Doc Flum, who was a great guy.
Excuse me?
Doc Flum, Everett Flum, F-L-O-M was our.
Was he an actual doctor? Was this his nickname?
No, he was the team trainer for the high school teams.
Yeah.
Also might have been the greatest racquetball player I've ever seen in my life. Nobody ever beat him, ever.
I once played a buddy in racquetball when I was pretty decent in tennis. And he was, like, older, and he's kind of frail, glasses. I'm like, Scott, because he was talking trash.
Yeah.
21-1. He
smoked you?
I think he gave me the point because he was laughing so
That's
hard as he was running me into walls and stuff.
Yeah.
And he was, like, 30 years older than me. Yep. And was just, I was weeping in the corner at the end of it. Is Doc still with us?
No, he passed a long time ago. But Doc was like also the driving instructor, and I remember he was also my neighbor, so we just used our family car, and he got in the car with me, and we went. And I remember like he asked me to take a left across stop and take a left on a busy road, and I kind of started rolling out slow. He's like, "You got to hammer it, man!" And I just like hit it. I'll never forget that.
That's really good. That's good. Now, I had, I'll get to my drivers at comment in a second, but yesterday coming here on a merge, I had the triple slingshot. Okay. So merging on to 394, not exactly a quiet.
Yeah.
And this buffoon who should lose their license and suffer a high ankle sprain went from the merging lane all the way over.
Oh, yeah.
To the fastest left lane. That's
gutsy. No, that's gutsy move.
That's
quality gutsy.
The doc move. Would love that.
The doc, yeah.
Right?
Doc
that's
said,
hammered.
Well done, Adam. Here's your permit.
We had horrifying accident videos. Like,
I never got those. I just remember those from movies that I watched where other people, blood on the highway.
SA Driving School.
Yeah.
Which is right where my favorite Thai place in town is, Nong's in New Hope. Be a bit of a drive from Rosemount, but it is such good Thai. But, oh, my God, every other time we're there, it's people getting decapitated.
Yeah.
And then I don't think I had any driving because my father would not let me drive his car.
Oh, so you never got the hours in?
I think we lied.
Yeah,
I think we lied, or I drove with other parents because no way. Adam, can I call you with my snow totals, Mike and Morrow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Be sure to call.
Yeah. Is this the neighbor that destroyed the trunk with an arrow?
No.
No, not that. What's
jart.
That?
It was a jart.
A jart.
Yeah.
Do people still play jarts?
They're antiques if you have them.
Yeah.
You don't sell them anymore.
Jart's a pretty good game.
Yeah.
What?
It's very dangerous.
Who doesn't like the? You like to live dangerously.
Danger, yeah.
Yeah. What is the most common backyard game
bags.
Now? Is bags still it?
Cornhole, yeah.
Cornhole. How about badminton? Do we play a lot of badminton? It's not macho. Look at the look on him. Like, it's not macho enough for you?
Where are we, the Hamptons? I mean, you got to wear white, too? A little croquet and badminton?
I didn't realize.
Oh, make me another sea breeze.
Lovey?
Yeah.
Dave, did you think
badminton this is the Hamptons,
was an elitist?
The good neighbor to the Hamptons.
Only the top 1% play badminton.
That's 1%.
What is the badminton set at Target cost?
Lovey, where's my shuttlecock?
I mean, the badminton set at Target cost like $9?
I'm going to get back to the city.
We do have caviar in between points.
Yeah, right. I mean, a little caviar break.
Mike has called in. Mike, always a pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving. What do you want to add, sir?
Happy Thanksgiving. Adam, you're probably going to hear this when the political stuff starts up at the table. Yeah. But Uncle Adam, how will we know when America is great again?
Yeah. And I'll say it already is. It never was terrible.
You're a true patriot.
Yeah, I am.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I might get in this tomorrow, but let's touch on this a little bit. If you can't suck it up on Thanksgiving,
yeah.
And whether it's just you shut up or Uncle Earl is just as woke as it gets or as MAGA as it gets and you just let him go, come on.
Yeah.
Have Thanksgiving together.
Yes.
The idea that I'm not going there because they're Trump supporters and I think he's the end of the world. We got three big-time Trump supporters in here, right? If they like the guy and love the guy, fine.
Right.
Let him talk.
Right.
We'll move on to other things. It's embarrassing, right, if you're going to cancel it for that?
Oh, for sure. But also, you know, you don't have to talk about it every flipping day.
No.
Or don't be one of the people who... you know, likes to push the button to get it going. Like those people, that's like, get out of here.
That's fair. And then when somebody acts like the adult and says, you know, Uncle Earl,
right.
We got it.
Yep.
You made your point.
Yep.
Go to the specialty drink over there. Make sure you grab the one with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
They can make their point.
Yep.
But there's so many other things to discuss.
Yep.
All right, let's pause right here. Plenty more coming up with Ask Adam Anything. 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Keep the text coming for Ask Adam Anything.
I've been informed that the medicine I'm picking up for Marge is bladder medication. Keeping her continent. We don't want to
You want continence.
Yeah, we want continence when it
you
comes
want
to
that.
Yeah.
I also think you should know the medication. I don't think Jen should have to tell you, right?
He's a noted dog hater.
Yeah. This is, again, plays up to this show
of hell to get
not
the medicine
really
this dog.
Caring about their animals. That Jen, who is a loving, kind person, has to tell Adam, this is the medicine we're getting for our dog. Would you just take any medicine? Like if you go there and somebody says,
yeah.
Hey, I got some other medicine.
Ride the dragon. Pop one in and ride the dragon.
Marge, let's see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not riding the dragon. You want Marge.
Marge to ride the dragon.
Okay. I want to discuss the delivery process. So, ordered something for the house and paid extra for it to be delivered.
Okay.
Okay. Heavy. Okay. It was delivered to said house, but was not brought in to the house itself. Is that really delivered?
Well, was there somebody home at the time?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yes, multiple people.
And this is an indoor item?
Yeah, furniture.
Okay. Yeah, that. Oh, yeah, if you're delivering furniture, I would assume that that gets delivered to where it's going to be, right? Like they bring it in and put it together? And,
not always.
Okay.
You can now. I think places, a lot of them have different options. You can pay the extra to, you know, come in, set it up. You can pay for the garage delivery, or just the.
I think we need greater clarification.
Yeah, we do. I mean,
maybe you didn't read the fine print.
Yeah. Or you just assumed that. It was.
Yeah, I'm Chad Hartman. They'll know what to do.
Probably on you then.
If it's delivered, it should be brought in and installed. Correct.
It depends how far you
got to
go.
A lot of people are handy and do that on their own.
Yeah. Amazon drops stuff off your door. It's fine with that.
If it's of certain size, I think they bring it in.
What would you know about that?
Size isn't an issue. So you're okay with this?
Yeah, I mean, as long as they have an option. I think they should have an option where they bring it inside. And
so now we have two options. I'm paying for delivered, and then I'm paying for it delivered and installed.
Yeah.
Am I also paying for delivered, installed, and installed properly?
Well, it's touch and go.
I mean, how many more checkpoints are on this list? I'm not a fan. Adam, who does the majority of cooking at your house on Thanksgiving?
We don't do any cooking on Thanksgiving because we're going somewhere else. So
where are you going?
Be zero. My sister-in-law's house.
Okay, so you're going to the sister-in-law.
Yep.
Have you volunteered to say, hey,
what do you want us to bring?
Yeah, what can we make?
Well, we're bringing wine. I think that.
No.
Well, I know that. Obviously, that's not making anything, but I think that's sufficing for what we're bringing.
You could make it.
It sounds selfish. Dave, does that sound selfish to you that.
We should make mashed potatoes and bring mashed potatoes.
Yeah. I think you should. If you go, and it's a duo. I think you should say, what can we make?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not like we're totally, like, refusing to do anything.
That's what is that what you heard?
Sounds like it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like you're just going to bring the booze, which you're bringing mainly for yourself.
For myself, right. Okay. Hey, you got any wine over there? Well, this is mine.
Started with four bottles. I don't know what happened. We're down to two.
The good stuff for me.
He's going to line it up. Okay.
Well, this is one of mine. No, this is mine. This one's yours.
Here's the Boone's Farm over here.
Right.
Here's the Silver Oak
with
Adams on it. Yeah. What are you doing?
We are also traveling. I will be making the stuffing and the cornbread, bringing that over.
Nice. Oh.
And arriving early in the morning to stuff the turkey itself and get it going.
And did you see, you're on the phone, so you've grown bored by the segment.
No, I'm communicating with my other half.
He simulated the stuffing or something very inappropriate. I'm not sure which it was.
If you're a turkey, you would say it's inappropriate. Mm.
You really want these furniture folks casing your abode? Is that what we're worried about?
Right.
That casing, by the way, is a great word. I don't think we use casing.
They're looking around. You know,
I mean, I'm not giving them the
opening cupboards. And
yeah. Don't be such a cheap ass, Chad. Yeah. Tip the drivers and I'll bet them are getting in. The offer was made for a notable amount of money.
Yeah.
And still, This is Uncle Earl, Adam. Until I get universal agreement with my points, I'm not stopping.
That's right.
God, that would be. If they're just unrelenting, that would get really old, wouldn't it? Adam, listening from Arizona, Chad told us to go in our basements. What happens next? I forgot. Yeah, we sent everybody to the basements. Tough situation in Arizona, though.
Do they have basements in Arizona? Mm-mm, not many,
mm-mm,
right?
Mm-mm. Do you have I remember listening to you in maybe it was July or August, and you said you and Jen have found a new winter home. Dave, do you remember where the winter home was going to be for the Carters?
I don't. Remind me.
Well, I mean, just think of like a warm weather destination.
Close to water.
Yeah, close to water.
Yeah. The UP.
Chicago.
Chicago.
He said.
It wasn't a distinctly winter.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. You said. We like it so much we're going to get an apartment there, and we're going to go there frequently during winter.
I didn't say during winter. No, I didn't.
I have them all documented.
Okay. It's on the record.
It's on the record like it was there. Are you still thinking about getting a place?
Oh, yeah. Yep. The hellhole, Chicago.
War.
Blood dripping down the ceiling of the house.
Our guy Dan, he's called in twice, once to this show and your show, and both has used war recently.
Yeah.
The war on Donald Trump, literally war. No. And by the way, no one could identify the charges. It's really tough, Dan. And the war zone that is Chicago.
No.
Because when I think of Michigan Avenue and that area around Gibson's.
Yep.
Oh, I mean, it's
taking
like
your life in your hands.
Man, it's Kiev, yep. Right? It's very similar. Adam, this is your ex family. Please swing over for Thanksgiving. Okay, so how does that work with the kids?
They're with me today, and then they go with Heidi over to her family's home in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
On Friday night. She takes them over there Friday morning. So.
Yeah. We got a bit of a rotation because Kathleen's having an earlier one.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're having the later one. And then Michelle's family is having a Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Get together.
Yeah.
Where do you stand if
love
it's
it.
Days later? You still
love
like it?
Love it, absolutely. It makes things easier. You know, you don't have to so much pressure to hit so many places in one day.
Right. Are you, if you have it on a Saturday, should you pivot from the turkey, stuffing, mashed dinner?
That's a tough call. Because if
that's why you're here, to answer the tough call.
If you are, I mean, if it's your only shot at Thanksgiving, though, you want that, right?
Yeah.
But if it's like, say, hey, we know you guys have had a couple of Thanksgivings already. We'll do something completely different. I would love that option, too.
All right, sir. Happy Thanksgiving.
God bless you. God bless America, and God bless the turkeys that will succumb to the blade for us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.